Brings us to public hearing, subset A. It's consideration of resolution 2018-54. This is street closure, open container, and use of city property for the Mustang Rally. Mr. Cole is from our rally and events department. Will give us a staff report. I think this is a pretty smooth operating rally at this point.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council. The Mustang Rally has put in an application for September 1st, Saturday, to close the streets, to close Main Street from Middle Street to 4th Street, 1st Street, 2nd Street, and 3rd Street from Lazelle to Sherman. They've also requested an open container in our regular open container area, which goes to the Vets Club to 4th Street, Sherman to Lazelle, and then across Lazelle, there's a small portion on the other side. They've asked to have the streets closed from at least 5 a.m. in the morning when they start setting up for the show and shine until 8 p.m. at night. They will start taking barricades down once the parade comes through and open up the streets so people can come in. Open container until they end that evening around 9 o'clock.
Mr. Cole, is that open container limited to the event cups?
Yes, it is, sir.
Thank you.
You're right here, Jason. In the application, they got it 4 a.m. That start time. So 5, 4...
Yeah, they want to...
they want 5? Okay, well...
They actually have requested from a 2 a.m. shutdown, so people will be off the streets. But they'll be in between 4 and 5 to start setting things up for the show and shine. The show and shine people actually start driving in at 6 a.m.
Yep.
And there's a lot of them that they park, so it takes a significant amount of time.
Yeah. This is tending to be one of the biggest Mustang rallies we've ever had.
Yeah, I think so.
Where are you going to park them all?
We thought we'd start on your front lawn.
They might make it all the way down there.
I would suggest that as a contingency plan, we consider going up West Main. We'd need to secure that property. We have never parked 600 cars on Main. Ever.
Yeah, well, we have actually a meeting with the organizers tomorrow, and we will bring that up to them and see if they have a contingency plan of for overflow.
All right.
One question. Have they ever parked at, like, sort of like the rally and parallel park them down the center line there? They have. Okay.
I believe they did last year.
Okay. Thank you.
So I think what Mike is saying there is, in our consideration, maybe we should put a contingency plan of use of other city property that's not included in the resolution.
I think it's time. 600 cars, tremendous amount to park. At this point, now we get to be using private parking lots.
Right.
I can see 4th and Main being utilized. Not sure that's real cool. From a liability perspective, I think we need to consider other alternatives, and West Main is
right.
Target.
The other option that, I guess, are you going to say something, Jerry? Sorry.
No.
The other option is when there's a certain amount of space used up, there would be, you know, no one else entering the show and shine. So that needs to be the discussion you have with the organizers tomorrow. You know, if they do have 600 cars, they're not all going to fit in the normal spot for sure.
Also, keep in mind the open container time period is during the show and shine, right? So if you go further west on Main, there's got to be some consideration to stop open container going further west on Main.
Or to include it with the rest of the show and shine.
Yeah.
Just the two options.
Do we know what the attendance was last year and how many cars participated? And if 600 is an increase?
Well, I think the total participation of cars don't all come to the Show and Shine event part of it. I mean, a lot of them do, but I think there's, I think they push 700, 800 registered Mustangs that come through the event itself, but not all of them park for the Show and Shine. Right. I guess the comment for the record from Superintendent Bush is that, or Public Works Director Bush, is the fact that there's going to be more probably here is what's going to happen for cars. Right, right. More people. Right. But we are faced with this resolution that both includes open container and parking, so... makes it a little tricky as far as procedurally.
Have we ever moved to the open container outside of the usual boundaries that it is?
Been in different locations.
I guess it's... by the...
It used to go all the way up to the community center on Kinship, and used to go across all the way to the creek.
But it's important. It does still go all the way over there. It's important to note that the area is larger than is actually usually used, because it makes it a lot easier for the police and the participants and the, you know, spectators, that it doesn't make a gray area. You know, you have to go a long ways out of the way to be in violation.
In the past, when we did look at contingency plans, we did include Kinship for the reason that you'd be able to park some vehicles along potentially Kinship if needed, and then also into the community center parking lot. If you start looking at that, then it's actually a significant amount of cars that could be parked there. So that is something you could consider if you would like.
The resolution? Could we add it as a contingency in the resolution if there's so many cars?
I don't know if you'd want to say of so many cars, but you could say could be included.
If needed.
Who makes that call? Superintendent or Mr. Cole? What? Somebody's got to be in charge of that.
You would probably just say city manager and then.
Yep. But I think mostly that would come from the organizers of the event. I mean, they should have some idea tomorrow, I would imagine, how many they plan on parking in the Show and Shine. It's a pure guess, but I would think they would. So.
Yeah, just a little update there. The issue is that those packages are purchased at registration. There's only... Right. Very, very few people pre-register for those type of events. Those are all events that you get to check off and pay for as separate items. And so that really doesn't come into play till late in the evening.
So I think either you could say this is how many can fit on Main Street and it's capped off, and once they register that many, then as the organizers, they have to say no to people. Or you could include Kinship as well as the community center.
We're having a private discussion here, I apologize. If I get close to the mic, I'm just not sure how far we want to go here. That's the reason Main Street is easy to handle when we go off and across LaSalle. There's other issues for police force and for Chief Bush. Now he's got to block off streets that have never been blocked off in the last 3 or 4 years. Yeah.
Right.
I should have called Dan on this to start with, but
Mr. Mayor, we also have the city property at the 900 block and possibly museum parking lot that we could use, which is in within the same boundaries
already. Well, there's been a lot of good discussion on this here. From council, how about public input on this matter? Bonnie, come on up, Roger. She was raising her hand. I was going to say, you got to come up. Roger's on it.
I'm Roger Sheeman, and on the open container right before the rally, some people did not. I saw at least six walking up and down the street.
I think there's sometimes confusion for sure about the event cup, and they get straightened out for sure.
A little more communication with all the bars.
Yeah. What I know ended up occurring during that event is typical of every rally. The bars greatly increase their workforce, and even though they know, they don't necessarily pass that on to every single bartender, and so not all the bartenders necessarily enforce that. But all the bars knew that. In fact, we reinforced that at the bar meeting that was held, I think, just 4 days before that event, or 5 days, something like that. And we reinforce that message to all the bar owners. So all the bar owners knew, but as a city, we don't control each bar owner or each bartender. Yeah, and I don't dispute you. But
on the other one,
and I think a lot of that, and again, I did speak with one significant bar owner, is just a reality that I don't think they got the word out to all their new temporary people that were employed.
If I might, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, please.
I think the possibility, and I believe Mr. Sheeman is talking about the off-road rally that was at Full Throttle. Several of those vehicles that came into town had coolers in the back of them when they got here. And I believe that some of them just took it right out of the cooler and
then once they
because they told them that it would be open container.
Right.
And I don't think that we got to the organizers well enough to say open container is this and right. not a bottle. Right. And that might be our fault. Bring it to your
yep. Thanks, Roger. I see a lot of that. Thank you. Bonnie, what do you have? Well, you better come up.
Clinic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
To the vets club.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, because that's what I was going to say. Why are we not just going on down to the vets club there? And then it says 5 a.m. to what time is their end time?
8 p.m. is when they will...
Okay, because that's missing.
Disperse.
And quite often they're gone, right?
Okay.
Right. They move pretty quick after they have the parade and move out to the eastern part of Sturgis.
And so how much space do you anticipate? I mean, it seems to me when you say, well, just cap, we're excited about this many people coming, and then we say go away. I mean, I don't think you want to do that.
They don't go away. They just don't get to park on Main Street and participate in the show and shine. There's plenty that park on the side roads and
right.
in the private parking lots and places like that.
But if they come to show and shine, and we're glad that it's expanding that they want to come, I don't think we want to be turning them away, shutting them down.
Bonnie, this is their schedule. They want to stop it at 8. They might have some road rallies or something like that.
I'm talking about the parking availability, though.
Yep, use the city property. Yep.
And so how far west on Main can we reasonably go?
The issues we've had once you try to look at having open container beyond 4th and Main is that there's several residences there, and we've heard from individuals about having open container beyond the corner of 4th and Main because then there's residences and people don't. Though I don't know if I've heard from any of the residences, but I've heard from other people in Sturgis a concern about people walking in front of someone's home with an open container. So that's why that's always been the hard stop at 4th and Main, because beyond that point, there's residences.
It really isn't a problem. That's kind of my neighborhood. And there isn't a Friday night or a Saturday night that I can't count five people with Budweiser bottles walking down the sidewalk. So,
well, and that's what I was going to say. Well, I mean, why aren't we knocking on doors or ringing telephones and saying, would you support this, would you support this, instead of us just on a third party saying, oh, I don't think that's a good idea. I mean, why would we not ask the people in the zone if they would be okay with extending the show and shine that far.
I think one of the best things about this Sturgis Mustang Rally is that the city is not that deeply involved with it. It's done by an outside group, board of directors. They just say, do the same stuff you've always done, and it's wonderful. So I think if we did that step, we would be overstepping our bounds. It's their call, and it's their, they say, do what you've always done, and we say gladly because we appreciate their hard work and their carrying of the ball, and we appreciate what it brings to our town. So
I guess it just seems to me that's within our domain to clear up that understanding of how far can we go, how many can we accommodate. And
yep,
I mean, you know, that makes better sense than I thought we had a problem crossing Lazelle because of this State highway.
Nope.
The open container is already included in that. Yeah. It was on that
the DOT side. Confirmed that over a year ago that there's no concern.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay. All right.
So the open container is already included all the way up to the community center almost. I mean, it's up to that west edge of the post office front lot.
I would just think we would try not let people show and shine who want to show and shine. I mean, that's the whole point of coming is showing off.
Right. But there is a lot of events that they do, too. So they do have other poker runs and things that are at the same time, I believe.
But if we're going to embrace this, we should.
Yep, for sure. And I think we do a good job, for sure.
Jerry, do you have any other thoughts about this or any recommendation on how we should proceed with this? Or what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think the organizers have been working on this for a year, and I think they knew after last year that there was some problem parking cars, and I think they hopefully have that figured out. So I think the organizers, we give them the ball and let them run with it.
Any other discussions? We have quite a bit in this subset A with the street closure, open container, and use of the city property. Public or council?
Move to approve.
We have a first by Mike to move as approve as presented.
I'll second as presented.
We have a second by Ron.
I have one more question.
I was going to say, any last discussion?
Yes. So. In the report, it said that they have not yet talked with ambulance services, so we'll find out tomorrow if that's happened. Okay.
And that's probably out for the... That's Autocross.
Thunderdome.
Yep. We have first and a second on the floor. Any last discussion, public or council? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously. Brings us to subset B. This is a, thanks, Jerry. This is a special event license for the Loud American at the Armory. This is for the egg banquet on 9/27. This has all the needed paperwork. These guys are certainly good at putting these packages together. Something, an event that's been going on year after year, so I don't think we need a staff report unless anybody's got questions. Is there public comments, questions, concerns on the special event license for the egg banquet?
Move to approve.
First by Dave.
I second.
Second by Becca. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries.